Dear Rabbi, I've heard that referring to God as a masculine is because masculine implies giving a potential and feminine implies receiving a potential. Since God can only give and not take, we refer to God as He. Is this true? Yes, that is true. Also, if this is true, then how can the divine presence, the Shekhinah, be feminine? Surely that implies that God is taking something from us. Thank you for reading my question. Elliot from the UK. Elliot, the Shekhinah is a refers to how God relates to the world, God's presence within the world, and again, not God himself, but how we relate to God within the world. That is referred to as the Shekhinah, our relating to godliness in the world. And therefore, our relation to God's presence in the world as it affects us, we have a tremendous influence over that relationship, because it compares God to a shadow. God functions as we function. If we do Torah and mitzvahs, kibiyochol, we strengthen God's connection to the world. If we don't, we do the opposite, we weaken God's connection to the world. We say every day, tenu oz l'elokim, give strength to God. Elokim is God within nature, God who has set up a system wherein his influence comes into the world. That is what we refer to as Shekhinah, and it's God's will that that influence should come based on what we do. So, to an effect, we are the ones who affect how God influences the world by doing what we're supposed to be doing. In that respect, the Shekhinah is female, and we are the masculine ones that initiate what, how God brings his shefa, his plenty, his bounty into the world.